Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. All right. Hello. Welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to talk about is how it is that people feel comfortable on set, how I make you feel comfortable during your photo and video shoot, and I have a strong belief that you're better off having a strong relationship with your photographer and videographer than you are with your creative director or creative strategist or whoever is that third party that connects you with everybody else. And this is no shade to those people. I actually think that they serve great roles in coming up with concepts, looking for a good location, coming up with a really amazing shot list. It's not that that role isn't important. But I do believe that you, as a person that's going to be in front of the camera, you're going to be opening up is to the photographer and to the videographer. They are the ones that you want to have a warm relationship with. That way you can open up during the shoot. Because a lot of times why people end up awkward in the shoot is because you don't have a relationship with the person that you're with. And to get your photo taken, it's vulnerable to be seen, to make different facial expressions. It's vulnerable. A lot of the times people feel awkward is because they don't feel comfortable. And a lot of times you end up coming out looking kind of weird in the photos. It's not because you're not photogenic. It's because you just don't feel comfortable in your own skin. Because if you are able to look at yourself in the mirror and know that you have your good looks, or even when you take selfies of yourself, you know that you got the looks, then you most likely are photogenic. It's just a matter of finding the right person to be comfortable with so that you can open up that side of yourself. And this is even something that I struggle with. I really struggle with opening up with people for all sorts of reasons. I have a hard time with people that you show up to the shoot and they're so transactional about it that there's no warming up to the experience. So I'm really big on being relational with you, because being relational, meaning we have a few calls prior to the shoot for us to warm up to each other. We come up with creative concepts together. This is if you don't have a third person that you're working with. And then we spend maybe 3 to 4 hours together the day of. Like, we do spend a significant chunk of time with each other. So the way that I make it so that we trust one another is, A, I put a lot of work in the front end, even like doing this podcast, for you to get to know me, for you to get to see me. Like, a big part of why I lead so heavy with my humanity is for you, that when you do touch base with me, it doesn't feel so cold. It feels like you already know me. It feels like you already know how it is that you would talk to me, how it is that you would feel in my presence. And that's really big to me. So that's how I'm already setting the stage, so that you feel comfortable with me, that you don't just have to make a decision on a photographer just based on the work that you see online, but you're also making it on what's her vibe like? How does she think like? How it is that she works with people on set? So that's one. And then the other ways that I also help people feel comfortable on the day of the shoot is I really like to allocate enough time so that we are able to warm up to one another. And while I do shoots that are maybe like 2 hours at least, and the average time of my photo shoots are usually between 3 to 4 hours. I would say that's the usual amount of time that I'm spending with clients during the day. And another like a intentional way of being that I show up on set is I really work on being calm. I really work on showing cues with my body that give you peace of mind. I think it's really hard to open up to somebody when that person is looking really stressed, or they don't really give you a lot of direction with where to do and where to go and where to pose. And I am very big on giving you direction. I'm very big on watching my tone, kind of like making sure that my body or like my way of being is getting a read on you, that even if you are being stressed out, I help you is by just staying really calm. I think it's really normal for clients to kind of freak out, especially when we get to the video portion. It's really scary to freak out and feel like things are not going well, or maybe you kind of forgot what your name is. But I make it a point to always remind you, hey, we're still here. And I'm going to ask you questions about how it is that we want to move forward, or tell me more about this perspective. What do you think about this? And I'm very relational in the way that I'm working with clients on set. I make it a point to have a presence that really gives you peace of mind. And that's one of the biggest feedback that I get from a majority of my shoot, is recognizing the intention that I put in making sure that I give you peace of mind and what to say, or asking you insightful questions, and always affirming to you like, hey, this is going great, or this turned out really good. Your hair looks really good here. Oh my God, your makeup here looks amazing. Do you want to look at this photo? I am very open about letting you in on the creative process too, and also just giving you tons of compliments. The other thing that I do is I'm really big on music. I think music is such a way that can disarm you, that can just allow you to be in your body and to just feel things out and be okay. I think music is simply massive for you to feel comfortable in your own skin. This is why I encourage clients to have their own playlist when they show up to the shoot, even though I have pretty good taste myself. But if you already have the music that you know that you like, that helps you feel comfortable, I've had clients that have shared their playlist, and it has allowed them to feel more comfortable during the shoot as well. And then the other thing that I do that helps you feel comfortable on set is, and this is new in my business, is I coordinate time on your behalf, and I also coordinate locations on your behalf. This is actually a shift that I started making recently, because sometimes what makes a shoot feel rushed or stressed or uncomfortable is when you as the client are the one that's also coordinating the time in a space. Instead of just you showing up and being present, if you are also thinking about, okay, we're only here for 2 hours, or we're only here for this amount of time, we're going to have to leave in this very second. And in if your mind is taking up that information and you're stressed out about that, then that's going to make it really hard to be present if you're also thinking about coordinating our time. So one of the things I started doing is I just send you an invoice for however much it was to book a place, but we take on that load, that mental load of coordinating time on your behalf, so that all you have to do is just show up and be present, and we handle everything else on your behalf. And these are the things that we have thought of ahead of time that allow you to be more comfortable on the photo shoot. So to wrap things up, how is it that I help you feel more comfortable when we are on set? The first one is I'm super relational, meaning we have a couple calls before we do your photo shoot. That way we're coming up with creative concepts together, or your video shot list, video scripting. We are doing that together. And also, if you are a brand strategy client, we're going to have enough calls where we're going to open up to each other, where you will be able to feel that trust and connection with me. I also have created a brand that allows you to feel me, not just look at my work, but also get a feel for who I am as a person, because that allows you to make a better judgment if I am someone that you would feel comfortable opening up to you, not just somebody who is good at taking photos, but you don't really know how you're going to feel with that person on set. And then I am also big on playing music, your favorite playlist. Music allows you to really be in your body. I realize I didn't mention this one. This is optional. But taking a drink or taking a shot or smoking helps you loosen up, that is also an option. Or if it helps you having a hype person on set that their only job is simply to soothe you and to hype you up and be there for you, that's an option as well. I forgot to mention that one. And then the last one is, we handle location coordinating on your behalf. That way on the day of the shoot, you are taken care of and you are not stressed out about location or times or the urgency behind the logistics of an actual shoot. That is handled on your behalf so that your mind is at ease. So that is my response to how it is that we help you feel comfortable on set. If you have been interested in doing a photo shoot with me, please let me know. Just schedule a call with the link that I have provided below. It is a sales call where we can chat more details about any questions that you have regarding your upcoming brand shoot. Other than that, thank you for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode. If you have been waiting to feel ready for a brand photo shoot, you're overthinking your outfits, you're overthinking what the photo shoot should be about, you're overthinking just who you should be, whether you are ready or not to be seen in front of the camera, have no fear. I created a very short training for you. It's available on the show notes. It is very simple and easy for you to learn a little bit more about what it really takes to be brand shoot ready and when your business needs it. So if this is you, check it out. It's in the show notes.